Every magician got a story that's behind his tricks, and every GM got a story that's behind his picks. And when you listen, pay attention to the details. You can hear the ocean when you listen to the seashells. A newborn taught me wisdom that college couldn't, and college taught me how to talk more because I wouldn't. Words are sharp and they can reshape your disposition. Give out love and don't worry about your acquisitions. Too worried about the conference that you clinching, but your team is too much for you to carry in your own division. Palms is itching, about to run into some money next. Lord made me slow it down, cause I was surely missing steps. You're stepping to my goals. Man, new Ginobili, can't nobody hold me. I need change like a gentrified neighborhood, but money ain't the only thing that can keep me straight for good. Bread alone is only good for the physical. Better make sure your soul's attached to your backbone. Verses for your vertebrae, chapters for your shoulder blades, books for my mental state, and letters on my dinner plate. You consume by what you consume, and the fumes from social media can mess up your cool. Clickbait on the internet can ruin your food. But depression ain't hashtag mood. I wanna see the moon when I stare up at the constellations to connect the dots. Vision very clear, make moves, connect the plots, and return all the earnings to my family. Prayers for my health and for my sanity. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Seth Lyles, checking in once again with the morning show. Let's argue with Prince Carlton. I go by the name of Seth Lyles, and it's 2024, so let's go ahead and get into some real good content. Now, right now, we're going to talk about two different interviews I've seen, and in these interviews, it seems that a lot of Democrats are getting stumped on the black community question. They're looking at the numbers now. They see that the numbers are down for the black community. If I'm not mistaken, Joe Biden got 83% last time of the black community. And this time he's polling around 67. And those are very bad numbers for him. Maybe not even be able to win if he has 67, depending on how they roll out the giving the driver's license and allowing the legal immigrants to vote. That's the one loophole that they can combat the low numbers amongst the black community. And if they do that, then the black community vote is really going to be null and void with the Democrat Party, because they're going to have been already replaced us as and replaced their base, which is the black community. They're going to replace it with the illegal immigrants by giving them IDs and allowing them to vote. So we'll see how things play out. But as of right now, it's pulling around 67%. And so a lot of people from the Democrat Party are being asked about what has Biden done for the black community. And so it was very peculiar when I was looking at these videos and these interviews, and I was seeing how they answered these questions. So right now, I'm going to play a video from Jim Clyburn. If you know him, he's in the U.S. Congress, representative from South Carolina. And he was on MSNBC, and he got asked a question about, if you remember, Joe Biden really was in fourth place in 2020 before he got to South Carolina. When he got to South Carolina, he got co-signed by Jim Clyburn and a lot of the black folks down there in their primary, South Carolina primary, and he won that primary, and that catapulted him to win the rest. At least that's the way they want to make it look like. Okay, so the question is pretty much asked, did Joe Biden, you know, give a nod to the black community by giving him the nod in South Carolina? Did he do anything for the black community? Pretty much, that's the question. I'm gonna let y'all look at the video. Y'all tell me what y'all think, but this is how this video, this interview, this question on MSNBC was asked to Jim Clyburn. This is how he responded.
Right. To vote for candidates without clouds hanging over them. This cloud can be removed very quickly if the court will act as it did with Al Gore, and it also did with former President Nixon.
Congressman Clyburn, you know, I'm going to shoot straight with you. And if don't nobody else say it, I'm going to say it. Sir, you, sir, are in no small part responsible for altering the course of history when it comes to presidential elections. Everyone remembers what happened during the primaries in 2020 because Joe Biden came into South Carolina in fourth place. And it was your endorsement in that primary that catapulted him to gain the momentum that was necessary to secure the nomination and ultimately become the president. A lot of what happened there was giving a nod to Black America. And I got to ask you straight, do you feel like the president has delivered on what that nod represented?
Absolutely. You can go down by the numbers, starting with the Rescue Act, getting our schools reopened, getting our businesses back on their feet. He did the things that were necessary, bringing over half of the children who were living in poverty, and much as a result of COVID-19, brought them out of poverty with the rescue plan. Then he moved with the largest infrastructure bill that we've had in this country since Dwight Eisenhower's Interstate Highway. Then the CHIPS and Science Act, bringing manufacturing back to this country. Then he went with the Inflation Reduction Act, cutting the cost of medicine, reducing insulin down to $35 a month. My late wife died from diabetes. And I can tell you, I saw $800 and $900 a month insulin bills because she was a full shot a day diabetic. So I know what it is if you can reduce that cost to $35 a month. The PAC Act, getting those veterans who were not treated fairly coming back from the Vietnam War, getting that done. And then the all-important public service student elimination of the student debt of public servant. Over $132 million in debt relief to 3.4 million people. Student debt relief. We keep hopping on that one part.
All right, so you see what happened there. So Jim Clyburn just started to name just a bunch of legislation that were Joe Biden, I guess, accomplishments, but he never named anything that was specifically done for Black America. And when the question is asked, did he give a nod to Black America for putting him in office? That means specific. Nothing he named was specifically for Black America. And that's the question we're asking. He talked about veterans. He talked about rescue plans. He talked about infrastructure bills. He talked about none of that stuff he named is specifically for Black America. Black America is looking for some things to be done specifically for Black America. And that's the problem. When you take the black community and they vote 87%, 90% for a particular candidate, those numbers are so high that we are expecting something to be done specifically for us or specifically that we asked for in return. And we haven't been getting it. And now the Black community is starting to wake up and they're starting to say, hey, we're not getting a return on our investment. Our votes are our investment and nothing is coming back to it. Like he named the infrastructure bill. And it's like, we already know the problems that the federal government have with contracting for Black businesses. A lot of Black businesses aren't able to get these government contracts to make a lot of money. So when you talk about infrastructure bill, that's almost another bill that you're giving to a bunch of money. You're giving to a lot of white-owned businesses again. So you just can't throw out any bill and just talk about insulin and diabetes and stuff like that. You can't just throw out anything and expect that Black people are going to accept it as
oh, Joe Biden did something for us. No, nothing he named was specific towards black people. Now we're going to go to Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary. And we're going to look at how she answered the question about Joe Biden and the black community.
Just came out of USA Today Suffolk poll that shows some warning signs for you all at the White House among the coalition that has supported Democrats, that has supported this president for so long. According to this poll, the president now has 63% of support from black voters. He enjoyed 87% support in 2020. Among Latino voters, perhaps most troubling, he won that group by 33 points in the 2020 election. Donald Trump now leads among Latino voters by 5 points. How do you explain those numbers?
Yeah, and Willie, and good to see you as well. I'm going to be very careful because you mentioned Donald Trump, so I'm going to be really careful in not talking about the 2024 election because of the Hatch Act. But what I will say is, and I think this is why it's important for us, like Jared Burstein, and for people like myself and others, to talk to you, all of you, right, and lay out what we've done for those two critical communities. You're right. In 2020, the president was able to bring together the largest, most historic coalition that we've ever seen, that Democrats have ever seen. So obviously we want to continue that. What we've done for the black community and the Latino community, black community, when the president walked in, unemployment was at 9.2%. Now it's under 6%. That's because of Bidenomics, as we started this conversation. Very similarly, in the Latino community, we saw unemployment go down. And we saw also, when you think about wealth, the wealth gap, the economic wealth, that grew with both communities. So look, the president has always put equity at the center of every policy he's put forward, every legislation that he's put forward, because we understand that many communities have been left behind, have been left.
All right. So once again, she named anything specific that was done for black America. Now, she talks about the unemployment went down with black people and the wealth gap grew. Remember what those are, statistics, analytics. Those are results, but results of what? You know what I'm saying? If she would have said, hey, we signed this bill that was specifically to help black America and this was the result, fine, we would love that. But she could not name anything specific, so she just went to a result. Now the result, there's always a cause of a result. So when you say that the unemployment went from 9 to 6 under Joe Biden, we got to start to look at what was taking place at the beginning of Joe Biden presidency. And we look at what was going on. It was COVID. Everything was shut down. Half the stuff wasn't even reopened. Everybody was wearing masks. There was a lot of unemployment going on. A lot of people wasn't working during that time. So, of course, we're going to expect a gap. Expect a growth when things open up. It's the same thing with the wealth. Of course, we're going to see a wealth jump once after you shut everything down and then you bring it back. You know what I'm saying? So, and then some other things I can get into about that whole situation. But all I'm saying is that as black folks, we have to stop voting for these candidates at that high percentage. We're not getting anything specific in return. Other communities are getting things specific in return. Trust me. Even the illegal immigrants that's crossing over the border, they're getting things specifically done for them. In California, and I'm going to do a video on this, in California, they have free healthcare. Illegal immigrants. So there's a lot of things being done for different communities. But there's nothing being done specifically for Black America. So let's think about that next time we go to the booth. Make sure y'all keep God first. Hope you have a great 2024. My name is Sayer Linus, and I'll check y'all out in the next video. All right, peace.